Welcome to the Empathy Cocktail Podcast, the party with little to no boundaries.
Designed to start a discussion from social topics dealing with serious issues.
The bartending do's and don'ts.
Supporting small businesses and people.
And everything else in between.
We're providing perspectives and expanding empathy. I'm Elise.
And I'm Courtney.
I'm Shaken.
And I'm Porin. And this is
the Empathy Cocktail. Welcome back. I'm Nalise.
And I'm Courtney. Thank you guys so much for being here with us today.
Today we are going to be talking about love in the time of quarantine.
Oh.
What's that even mean? What does love mean?
All I know is love, baby, don't hurt me. Yeah, it don't hurt me no more.
No more. We can define love for days, but so in the context of quarantine, love was tested.
Absolutely. For so many different people.
Right. Whether we're talking about being quarantined with your family or a loved one, or for some of us, all alone.
Oh, God, Elise. Oh. Sorry. giving you a nice pat on the shoulder.
You're so sweet. So, Courtney, I mean, I know that you are in a new relationship. What was it like for you?
It tested us both. Yeah. We learned a lot about each other very fast in a very short amount of time. And, yes, there were fights. But we also came to some awesome conclusions. Like, we were able to talk things out and come to conclusions and really work with each other on what we both needed, what we wanted, and really came together and figured it out.
See, that makes sense, right? So you sort of had a partner, someone that you could fight with. Some of us were single.
Yeah, so how was that experience for you?
Well, being single is usually not the case for me, but, you know, this time around, I just decided to try something different.
You don't need no man.
So some of us just had a quarantine bae, the occasional love affair with wine, if you will. But, and then I also, like, after all that, became very obsessed with working out, which is very much me. But you know what? Overall, I can say that this experience was definitely centering, definitely enlightening. I learned so much about myself.
So today you'll be hearing two interviews. One is with Sakia and Rodney, who are newly married.
I'm Sakia Scott.
And I'm Rodney Scott.
And the other is going to be with Amber and Karina, who are newly engaged.
My name's Amber.
I'm Karina.
But due to COVID-19, we decided to respect guidelines and have our guests record remotely.
So we had a few questions. The first one being, what was your overall experience?
Like at first it was kind of rough for me, but then yeah. I just got used to it. We're in like month, what, 6 or 7?
Yeah.
I don't even
feels
know
like
anymore.
18.
What month is it?
What year is it?
Yeah, I think at the beginning, it definitely was really hard because it was so unclear of what was going to be happening.
We were trying to plan, like, still trying to plan things and events, mm-hmm. and then we realized nothing was going to happen.
Yeah, and I was really scared to be alone. Like, when you wanted to go to Florida right at the beginning, I was like...
And you conveniently went to Washington.
That was later. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, right at the beginning, I was really afraid to be stuck here alone because all my friends had gone home.
Yeah.
And I was like... I don't know what's going to happen. What if, like...
And you were scared of getting sick and dying.
I was scared of getting sick. But I feel like as time went on, I had to mentally force myself to kind of see the good side of it and, like, the silver lining and all this. And that was not having to go to work.
Mm-hmm. Paid vacation for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this quarantine has overall gotten a lot better for me because I feel like I've been able to really focus on myself and actually do things that I haven't had the time or energy to do before. Like starting my like workout routine and stuff. I feel like I never wanted to do that before because I was just so physically exhausted. I never wanted to go outside and go for walks because I was so tired. I just wanted to lay in bed all day. So I feel like overall it has actually helped me.
Now, here is Sakia and Rodney's response on their overall experience.
Difficult moments, patient moments, seeing moments of despair, seeing moments of hope.
Now, Rodney is an essential worker, so his experience in quarantine was quite different from mine, as I was not considered an essential worker, but I did have the opportunity to work from home. So I was truly quarantined, just really learning what life was going to be like with going to the grocery store as my only outlet and taking 5-mile walks, whereas Rodney was still going to work daily. So his experience was, what would you say? I mean, you were going into hostile environments.
I still was working in an environment where the pandemic is real. You see it. You know, you're seeing...
Well, the pandemic is real. Was real for everyone.
Not saying it's fake, but you would see it. I've seen it in more of a different perspective than what you may have, because I've seen inmates and officers get sick, go out.
Well, inmates, officers, because you are in law enforcement?
Because I'm a first responder, essential worker / law enforcement.
Okay.
I'm a correction officer, so I'm in the jails. And I've lost co-workers and friends due to the pandemic.
Right.
So I've seen that where these, you know, since you were in the house, you didn't see it. You may have seen it on television.
Well, that's not, I think that, yes, you had a firsthand view, but there's heightened anxiety for those who are in the house during quarantine. You're constantly watching press conferences. You're getting updates in your phone. There's posting on social media. You're dealing with restlessness and trying to adapt to this new normal. I think the experience for me really pushed me to go inward, which sounds so cliche, but I really did have to spend more time getting comfortable with being with me, being comfortable sifting through my thoughts and not overwhelming myself by being so busy where I have to drive to work and run to this appointment after and meet with this person. I have this dinner date. Everything just kind of came to a halt, and I had to really just take a beat and really connect with myself. So in that sense, I would say quarantine wasn't only like fear driven and overwhelming, but there were parts of it that really challenged me in a good way.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. There were definitely moments of overwhelm, but also like some really good moments. What do you think, Courtney?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just struck by Rodney's experience. I think everybody should realize that these essential workers were seeing all of it. I mean, I have nurse friends, you know, in different...
They were in the thick of it, and I don't think we could say thank you enough. Remember, like...
No, we can't.
I don't know if you were in the city, but, like, at around 7 o'clock every day, we would
clap. Yes. I was seeing those videos. Oh, I got chills just now, because I was like... And I was in Florida for, like, the first 2 months, right? And seeing those videos, I mean, it was chilling. It was chilling. It was beautiful.
Day, yeah, 7 o'clock, we're just outside of our windows with pots and pans cheering, thank you so much. And I really want to stress that. Thank you, Rodney, and thank you each and every essential worker who has been going to work every single day and just doing...
And being on the front lines.
Yeah.
That's not talked about enough.
Absolutely.
So thank you. And also to go off of Amber and Karina.
Yeah.
Amber and Karina, I mean, that is also, I mean, the fact that she said, you know, being alone. You know?
Yeah, for me.
Or scared to be alone.
Absolutely. And we talk about this sometimes. Like, I come from being just like a very extroverted person at times, especially working in service industry. I was used to seeing customers all the time and just dealing with people, hosting my events and stuff. So I definitely experienced being alone in a very, very different way. From the social distancing to just like, not going into work anymore. It's like, what do I do with this? Like how to be alone was like something that I had to rediscover.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. Cause when I was with my parents, I wasn't alone, but it was, I had a lot of time to reflect. I had a lot of time to myself.
Absolutely.
And to learn to deal with myself again, it was kind of rediscovering parts of me that I thought were gone. You
Absolutely.
Know what I mean? Like in a weird way.
The next thing we asked was, did you learn anything about love and patience?
I feel like there were plenty of times you could have learned about patience, but did you?
I don't know. I guess I got a little more patient. I'm trying to think of times.
There were definitely times when I told you need to be more patient.
But no, I mean, I started therapy around the time, but I guess a month or two before this all happened.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the months, I've still been doing therapy. So I think I've definitely learned to be more patient, amongst other things. I don't know about love, though.
Because I feel like love kind of evolves over time, regardless whether we're in the middle of a pandemic or not, you know?
Uh-huh.
So it's like, obviously, my feelings are not the same as they were when we first started dating, but that would be true no matter what what was going on in the world. Does that make sense? Like, I still love you more and more every day, but it's... it's like a different... I don't know. It's different, it's but I feel
patient
like...
patient love.
Yeah, but I feel like that would happen regardless of being home all day or being out all day, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now from Kia and Rodney.
I mean, I've learned a lot about patience. I was always patient with you, but prior to the pandemic, but through the pandemic, you know, we was more patient because if you look at it, you was confined to the home majority of your time where you wasn't used to that. So, you know, no knock, you just wasn't used to it. And there were things that we had to be patient about when it came, you know, I had to be patient about when it comes to you because, you know, we both wanted to go out or do something or just something as simple as going out to have a drink.
Right.
And, you know, you couldn't do that.
And I was getting restless in the house.
You bought
me a fun tennis, like 3D tennis game that I played once.
One time. It's still in the closet.
I made tons of TikToks that I forced you to watch me practice over and over. But I think in terms of love, you know, Rodney and I were married January 2020. And... we had our honeymoon planned for May, which we were unable to go on because of the pandemic. So we did have to really find ways to love on each other physically, mentally, you know, get intimate in every way possible because we didn't have, you know, the newlywed whisk away for your honeymoon in bliss going out. It was definitely a different experience. And I mean, I had to be patient because I became a cook and a baker for you. And truthfully, when it came to cooking, I think my biggest issue with not mastering it, and Rodney is a master chef, was my lack of patience, and he is very patient when cooking. But because I was home, I was kind of forced to get into the kitchen, and my baking skills really went up about, 10 notches?
Flourished.
But it all had to do with patience. So it's funny because I wouldn't have assumed that my answer about learning, you know, about love and patience would be connected to cooking, but talking it out, that's actually where I disciplined my lack of patience and developed it, was in the kitchen and cooking for you.
Yeah, because part of cooking and having your product come out well is being patient, because sometimes, you know, and not saying that you not a good cook. It's just, like I said, your cooking has elevated throughout the pandemic, and which I'm very proud of you on that aspect.
Thank you. And I made it with love. So there you go. Love, love, baby love, girl. You get it. I absolutely love that. And also, I want to go back to Amber and Karina talking about love and how Amber said that love is always evolving, right? Mm. I think that's so important. You know, it does change. You know, with Chris and I mean, it was a lot of changes happened since being in quarantine together. And I think it's so awesome that they put that in the limelight a little bit. And I think that's important to talk about. But I also, I gotta say, Rodney, you my boy, man. Like the whole no knock. I'm going to start saying that all the time, like, no knock, but like, you're an icon, man. I just got to put that in there.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I really love what you said about love evolving, right? I think that for couples, it's something that you can definitely notice and just vibe off of each other. But I do think there's also a component of self-love, and especially what Karina was saying about therapy, how she started therapy during this time. And I think that that's awesome. And I just want to commend Karina and anyone else who prioritized themselves during this time. I think that taking care of yourself should always be first priority. And especially now when therapy is something that I feel like we all need as a nation.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. If you need somebody to talk to, you should. There's no shame in that game.
Right. So for our next question, we wanted to know if our guests still had their jobs.
Technically, yes, but no. I am still employed by a company, but I do not work. That restaurant is closed for now.
I work. I go with her to work.
And here's Rodney and Kia's experience.
I am very, very grateful to say that I currently still am working.
We both are grateful that we both had kept our jobs throughout the pandemic.
Yes, it has been a challenge seeing those we love who are not working at the moment and companies cutting employees. So I do believe that being able to work throughout the pandemic definitely has given me some sense of not solely security, but peace of mind, and also it occupied my mind. I think if I wasn't working, perhaps I would have felt pretty overwhelmed with anxiety, and being so busy, both of us with our jobs and inundated and adapting to our new normals, I think it helped create or keep some normalcy in our world.
All right, here's a doozy of a question. What do you think was the takeaway from the quarantine experience for humanity as a whole?
Oh boy. I haven't used my brain much in the past 7 months.
I haven't used my brain much in the past 7 years.
You mean 25?
I don't really know, because there have been so many things that have been going on besides the quarantine, like the Black Lives Matter movement and the cop situation, the new presidential debate coming up. Like, I feel like the quarantine was just like one of the things this year.
Yeah, that this year has been that shit. Has
affected humanity as a whole.
It's been trash. And I feel like we kind of have a good, compared to other, I want to say people and countries and stuff like that. I think we can't really, I feel like it's hard to speak on that question. Because everyone gets affected very differently.
Yeah.
And like I said, we kind of got used to quarantine and now we're like, okay. But others are living in poverty and it's hard.
Like, I do honestly, considering, like, compared to other people, I do consider myself, like, fairly blessed in this situation.
Hashtag.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. No, I definitely agree. Like, we don't have to worry about, like, going hungry or, like, not mm-hmm. being able to pay rent or being sick, God forbid. So I think we are really, really blessed when it comes to that.
Exactly.
Same with McLovin.
McLovin is our dog.
Now, here's what Kia and Rodney had to say about the takeaway from the quarantine experience for humanity as a whole.
Not to take advantage of the day-to-day. People learned that there were so many things that we would do on a norm that we just assumed it was going to always be there that was taken away from us.
Right.
And then they desired that back. We got back to the basics in the world. The world basically, we got back to the basics. And a lot of people weren't used to that. And then they had to get used to that again. And it brought families together.
I think that it forced us to really appreciate the simple things. Visiting with family and friends. Physical touch. Being able to be in intimate settings with large groups of people. Community. How important community and being connected to the people you love are, and being able to spend time, like, human connection never seemed more important to me than during this current pandemic, but particularly when we were in lockdown, quarantine. You know, sometimes you feel so exhausted by interacting with people, but having it all taken away, I mean, you saw people tweeting and posting and sharing about just the beauty in taking a walk and getting fresh air and being able to socially distance with a friend just for the sake of having that human connection again.
And last but not least, how has it changed you?
Ooh.
After I let myself start focusing on the good things, I feel like it has changed me, because I've now set, like, an actual, like, fitness schedule for myself. I started meditating for a while.
Haven't meditated in a while, though, I feel like. What happened to that, by the way? You used to do that at night before sleep.
I still do it a little bit, but not as much. But I could go back to it easily.
Breathing in, breathing out stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I could still go back to it. I probably will go back to it. I do feel like I have been able to focus on, like, me and my mental health and my physical health and stuff a lot more during this time.
For sure. And you got to go home.
Mm-hmm. Do you think our relationship has changed?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it kind of changes every day, but I do think we got a little closer, a little stronger. I don't know, sometimes being stuck in, like, the same spot, in the same place for, like, a long time either, like, breaks people down or kind of brings them closer, and I think it did the latter for us.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause I've seen so many couples break up in this during this time, like, on social media.
It's hard for a lot of people to spend 24/7 with anybody, let alone, like, their significant other, because I feel like you just get sick of that person. There's no breaks. But I feel like also you and I are very easily lonely people. You and I like to be with somebody. We don't really like to be alone very often.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's also helped a lot, too.
Yeah.
Are you glad you quarantined with me?
Nobody can see you nodding.
This is not a video.
Yes, I'm glad I quarantined with you.
Hey, no knock, but, you know, how did it change you two?
It's made me appreciate a lot of things more. Subtle day-to-day things has made me appreciate. You know, it made me appreciate family, if anything. Because throughout the pandemic, it brings you closer to your family.
Or away for some people, depending.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, because people were quarantined.
Yeah.
You know, so you check on your family daily, you know, and make sure they're good. And it gave you a time where you got more, you communicated more with your family than you would do on a norm. Right. So it gave you a sense of, you know, closeness, some than others, some more than others.
Some people separated after quarantine.
Yeah, I mean, during the pandemic, I barely spoke to my brothers, but it was like nothing ever happened anyway, so it was just the same thing.
But there were people who were quarantined with family members and friends that they wouldn't normally be quarantined with, and it actually took a toll on relationships. So there was this polarized experience where there were unified, come-together moments, and there were people who came to an agreement that this doesn't work, we don't connect. And
there were some families where they struggled because they was already having problems prior to the pandemic, and then they were quarantined together, so you were forced to either work out whatever issues you had, or it made you grow further apart, you know. And I've known people throughout the pandemic that's had those situations.
I think for me, how it has changed me, I am healthier than I was pre-pandemic because I spent more time exercising, truthfully, connecting with my family. I do twice a week Zoom calls with the fam. I spent more time just really getting into self-care, spending time reading, really just like going inward, as I mentioned before. I feel like I'm more introspective, I'm more compassionate, I'm looking at life through different lenses of just understanding and unconditional love. And I also was able to really sift through my convictions and understand what is it that I believe about life and what do I want to get behind and what moves me. And, you know, life is short. What do I want to do next? So I think it's really made me a courageous person. I found courage in cooking again and baking again, and that confidence that came from spending time in the kitchen and mastering even certain dishes has really translated and transferred over to other parts of my life. And I find that I have a different attitude towards mastering particular skills that perhaps intimidated me.
I absolutely loved listening to those interviews.
Yeah. So when we were listening to them, I noticed that we were just like sitting back, and it was just so fascinating hearing their completely different perspectives.
Yes. And, you know, I loved our fourth question about, you know,
humanity as a whole, right? Like, what was the big takeaway?
It was a loaded question.
I loved how different they were. Mm-hmm. I loved how Amber Karina focused on the societal things, and I love, and which was a part of our question, of course, like the, you know, the riots, the pandemic, the social issues came up. But then also I loved how Kia and Ronnie came in and talked about the personal.
More personal.
Like,
yeah.
how families are dealing with each other. And I love both of that. Like, I love how you ask two completely different couples a same question, but they both have beautiful different answers.
Yeah.
Like, both are totally valid. And family isn't so important, and also just seeing everything play out. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, that's really what our show is about. We want to introduce this cocktail of different opinions and differences, and we want to bring them together and sort of end on this place of empathy, right? You know, you might not be a married couple like he and Rod, but you can definitely relate to what they were saying. I know that I can.
Absolutely. 110% I can.
Bartender? Bartender?
All right. For the service industry highlight, we would like to let our hospitality workers know that we are with you during this trying time. We want to thank the ones that went back to work and put on the mask and risked their health to do what they're doing.
Right. And don't forget to love yourself. We know that a lot of alcohol was consumed during this time, et cetera, et cetera. Stay hydrated, work out, really love on yourself. Love on your family, love on your friends, and at the very least, try to empathize with others. Special shout out and gratitude to Kia and Rodney and Amber and Karina. Thank you guys so much for recording remotely and just rocking with us this whole time.
Yes, and if you know someone or a small business that you would like highlighted on our show, you can reach out to us at theempathycocktail@gmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook at our page, The Empathy Cocktail Podcast page, for any comments, questions, or concerns. But until next time,
this is The Empathy Cocktail.